In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yes, welcome to the other half.
I thought it was good.
It's good of you to join us today, Paul.
Took a few days off, mate, didn't I? Just relaxing, getting the mind back. That's me now.
Meditating.
Ready to go. Meditating. And I'm trying to actually think, what is the biggest bonuses you've all had in football?
You're
right for 3 days. Okay, what about you, big man? Ever make a big bonus? A healthy, hefty bonus?
Aye, playing for Scotland.
Big meaty bonus.
Did you get a bonus for Scotland?
Shocking.
Playing for your country.
I know,
when
you take the money off your
country.
They wonder grassroots is fucked in this country.
It wasn't half the country. It was half Sunderland. They put it in my contract
there.
If you made an international appearance, you got, I got, it was 50 large.
See that
summer when it came out of the bank and they've took 20 grand tax off you.
Mm. Nah, no,
I felt as though somebody just came in the house and stole the fucking wardrobe. Raging.
Where are you going to do with the cycling shorts on? Did they talk up in a helmet?
Sorry, tell them who we met on the way in. On the bike.
Oh, no, I don't.
Who?
No, I can't.
No, we can't.
Got it. Right, before we get on to these topics, I want to say a big happy birthday to Anderson. 33, mate. Man United.
What?
Ex-midfielder Anderson.
I thought you meant Russell Anderson.
Has he chucked it?
He
was, 10 years ago, he was in an oxygen mask during one of the games, so he was that fucked.
That's what I was going to say. He's a good player, but he was a heavy hole, wasn't he?
Oh, mate, you remember him?
Which size jink is now?
I'm saying middle size.
No, can't be that big, man. Can't be that big.
Who has players that have went pure massive?
That's what we were thinking. Neil Ruddock. Players that have played in the English Premier League that were fat as fuck. Kev Kyle. Ruddock. Who else?
Mido. Crancha
was heavy.
I tell you who was creeping up last night watching the game in the Champions League. Owen Hargreaves.
Oh, he's looking heavy, mate. I noticed that the other night.
Aye. Saggy chin.
Yeah,
what about Schneider, man? Seen the picture of Wesley Schneider?
What's he
massive? I love it though when you meet
him. Massive, mate.
He's jumped onto the darts scene, so he's got to build a body for the
darts.
There
you go then. Yeah. You need to be at least 16 stone to play darts.
Talking to Schneiders, are they? Tracky Schneiders, are they?
Real Arsenal. KT, bro. Sent me something.
Love that.
Lovely.
But Anderson, not just a great player, he was the first one to bring the actual Brazilian into the Man United changing room. His pubes.
Oh, so
and then the Nevilles followed on Scholesy, and Steve McClaren ended up with it as well. So
he did.
He left a legacy, didn't he? Has Solskjaer still got the Brazilian?
Just to be lying.
Doesn't really do it justice, but...
Nah, I can see
all the belly.
You can see it.
You never wear a tight white shirt when you've got a belly. No. Don't you know?
Nah, you don't know.
Andy, what was Solskjaer? Like, obviously, he's doing well now. What was he like as a boy?
Did he have the Brazilian back then?
Who are we talking about? Solskjaer? Oh, I thought I was talking about Schneider there. I was like, he's fucking just a madman, mate. Just love pure balls even from back in the day. But he's just a mad geek. just a geek. He was a quiet boy. Didn't have much about him. I don't think he's changed much, to be fair.
He's flying now, though. We've doubted him on this podcast.
I'm going to say so, Simon. What? A great squad of players.
Yeah, he's flying, but why is he not feeding his wings?
What's that about?
His boys came out and defended him.
Affected his boys. If you're, his boys are coming out saying they gave us nothing, aren't you? If he's boys.
He's saying he scalped her arse.
Slapped my arse all the time at the dinner table and gave me a piece of jam from my room.
Right, well, I'll talk to you about Leicester's players. Maddison, Choudhury, Perez, among the players dropped by West Ham for reportedly attending a house party. Surprised they've done that. I'm not surprised at Maddison, he's having himself, isn't he?
Is he fit
though now, Maddison?
He's back fit. But he's one of the wee guys, you ever go down south and like...
Chirpy.
Mate, I remember walking into Swindon right, and this wee guy opened the door for me and winked at me, and I thought, oh fuck, he must be... He went, all right, geez.
No.
I thought he must be like the top man in the first team, mate. Ended up the wee cunt couldn't even get a game for the youth team, mate. I was a new signing, and that's how he was like, all right, geez, winked at you.
Yeah, intimidated.
Maddison's that type of... I'm just surprised Vardy wasn't there. Yeah.
I know.
I thought he'd be...
His missus does not limit who's still this year.
True.
Vardy's tied to the bed for Rebecca, man.
But certainly a disappointment for the three.
Are you disappointed, Paul?
Really, really disappointed. This stage of the season, after last season's shambolic end to the season, went to the Champions League, and stuff like that, the wee seeds can start to creep into people's minds, Simon, and I think that's real bad for the three. I'm disappointed with them.
Mm. You talked about the other day in the podcast about the unusual friendships. See, just reading their names. That's about as unusual as a three ball I've ever seen.
And you've been in some weird three balls.
I've been in some three balls. Madison, Choudhury and Perez.
Yeah. Was it Perez's house, wasn't it?
Was it? Apparently they hid in the cupboard.
Had wee Brendan supposedly text him saying, I know what you're doing.
I know what you're
doing. Stop the party.
Aye. It's no surprise though, the week they're playing Moisey, a party breaks out. Do you know what I mean?
I heard Moisey let the house out to them.
Gravy Moise. Supposedly they weren't... It wasn't that they just got lost in Moise's house, couldn't find them. I had the Polis and I'm dogs for 3 days and they still can't find them. They're lost in Moise's house somewhere.
I find them.
Do you know Gravy Moise signed Thomas Gravison as well?
Oh, so he did.
Sam Allardyce is...
Wow.
That's a sign of the century for Sam Allardyce, isn't it?
Gravy Weir as well.
Gravy Weir.
Gravy Weir signed Gravy Weir.
He's trying to sign Ben Gravies for Tottenham as well. Moise is flying, don't he?
Well, as you said before, obviously the big fight before the show, we're not going to go live today, aren't we? No. On air. And me and Kev almost clashed a couple of old dinosaurs, us two. And used to almost.
The young Bills?
No, Sammy, no Bills at all, actually, modern day.
Arseholes.
Buzzwords.
No, Kevin, I almost feel it's. Charlie McGrew started all this.
Yeah, he did. Counter-pressing, gegenpress.
Aye, for phase. And these guys, it's almost like a dark art, Simon, as I call it, and they're dragging people in with him. And he's well and truly in with him.
Yeah.
And you've been turned. Jack, you've been turned. I can
see you. I'm not doing your coaching skill anymore.
Not exactly, please, because it's turned.
So are you happy that an old school manager's Dane Mill?
I think that weekend there, and you've seen as well, a man that you've really spoke up a few times when no asked to speak, Simon, about the boy at West Ham. Southampton.
Hasselhoen.
You spoke up. Big Sam, 3-0. Moisey, V. Rogers. Sort of almost the head of that dark arts with that type of words in football. And I think me and you, the big dinosaur here, the couple of dinosaurs that we are, I think it's an unbelievable weekend for football itself, Simon.
It's so strange seeing a dinosaur with a cycling helmet on, doing it, Big Kev.
And cycling shorts.
Big Megasaurus.
See the first.
Megasaurus. Also a bit of camel toe in there, big man.
It's the first dinosaur ever.
But here's a prediction for you. Leicester will fall to top four again.
I think so as well.
I do think so.
I still think Liverpool get it, mate. I've been saying all season they will, but
I do.
I still think they've got a good run of fixtures and all. But see, now you're talking about bonuses. Do you think Moyes' bonuses for top four? It's going to be a few properties now.
I guess.
But it's the stadium.
He's meant to be getting an extension, isn't he?
Aye.
Not on his contract, on his house. He's making it even bigger.
But no.
Will he get top four then, Paul?
I don't think West Ham and Leicester will, Simon. I think Chelsea and Liverpool might just... I don't want Chelsea to get it whatsoever. Tamti's the worst of the modern day guys.
Do you think?
That's size boy, man.
But mate, he's in the Champions League, semi-final of the Champions League.
But who did he... I thought he Madrid pathetic for him the first round.
But I think he's only lost one game since he's came in.
He's done really well, but I'm saying he's this modern day, the words he's using and stuff.
But did you not see them against Crystal Palace at the weekend, mate? Playing with a false nine, Havertz, dropping into pockets. They were sensational. Sam Allardyce couldn't produce that style of football. Neil could David Moyes.
Sorry, if I was four,
go to the Chelsea job.
11 boys and play Crystal Palace, we'd pump them as well.
Why could Lampard not do it?
Arrogant.
Skinny, I like this.
And he's another modern day. He could fight.
By the way, did you listen to the podcast Monday? That's Andy Halliday's hero, and you're calling him Arrogant. He said he was the nicest guy in the world. So nice guy, he has another clash.
By the way, talking about heavy players. Lamps looking a bit heavy,
yeah. He must have had to do a lot of work to keep himself in shape.
Oh, aye. 100%.
Wouldn't he have extra work all the time?
He was quite a heavy footballer back in the early days of his career, didn't he?
Yeah. Fat Frankie was called, didn't he? Mm-hmm.
But he'd done well to obviously keep half the biscuits.
Who would you play with anyone that was heavy? Remember, did you play with Eremenko at Killie?
Oh. No, he was after me. But
he was a heavy hole, but he was brilliant.
Where did he come
Trundle.
From?
Lee Trundle. Oh, what a player. Trundle.
Russia. Chump of Russia.
I think
it
was
Eremenko. Was Eremenko for Russia?
I think he was Russian,
eh? No, he was Finnish. Was he not the same?
No, he was
not the same as Big Mixie part of Ireland.
Aye.
But he had like some. He was. I don't know.
Oh, because Mixie brought him, didn't he? Fake that head, Kelly.
There's no better sight seeing a guy that's heavy.
And it's brilliant.
Yeah,
what a sight. Just don't move.
Yeah, Mobbit. We had Paul Kearney.
Merson
was heavy, wasn't he? We had Paul Kearney, I told you this story, zing, 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 every time he passed the ball, man, amazing, but he was so heavy. Who else? Martin at Swindon, remember Paul Kearney played with Hibs in it? Parry Thistle.
The ginger left back?
No, that's Stephen Crane.
Stephen Crane, aye.
He was quick, him.
Chris Martin we had at Swindon, remember Chris Martin playing the Premier League? He was heavy. A few cats for Scotland, he was heavy, but a good player as well. Right, here's the table as it stands.
Oh.
So Leicester are third with 56, West Ham are fourth with 55, Chelsea are fifth with 54, and Liverpool are sixth with 52 points. I would love to see West Ham do it.
Deserve it? Manager of the year.
Oh, you're giving a manager of the year?
100%. With that squad of players, Sam Pellegrini failed, Bilic failed. Top my Pellegrini. Oh, there's football.
I'm with you, mate.
Well, you're going Moyes manager of the year?
Moyes manager of the year. If he keeps West Ham even in Europe, they'll mean Champions League.
The fact they kept him up last year and his goal was... Like probably this season was just to stay in the league. Mm. He's got them up to fourth. He's got to be in the running.
I'm with you though. I think Leicester drop it.
Yeah. Why do you think that is though? Why do you think he does so well and then at the end of the season the
mate, I seen a stat the other day that Vardy. All right, Evan. I seen a stat the other day that Vardy.
Why are you drawing more willies on your sheet?
Mate, that's a bad one. That's a wonky one.
That's a caricature of what's in Kev's shorts.
That's a chocolate big factory, one. All right.
That's not a good gene, isn't it?
Why do you think their arses collapse?
I seen a stat the other day, Vardy's scored one goal in 17 games or something.
Your man Ian Ashes took over for
him, one goal in 17 games.
By the way, the boy Ashes better in his house. Natural.
Flying into me.
Wow.
By the way, Rodgers is the type, he's ruthless. I think he could get rid of Vardy next year, innit? He's coming to that age, I think he'll... Mm-hmm.
Talk about flying though. Jesse Lingard, mate.
I know.
We are looking.
Supposedly he's got so fit though because he's been running up and doing Moisey stairs in his house.
Aye, that makes sense to be
eight,
fair.
Eight flights of stairs he does, mate.
That makes sense.
Wow. So who's got the best running?
West Ham's running's not bad.
Is it not
but
bad?
Liverpool's, you fancy Liverpool.
Can you tell us that, Andy?
If you give me a second,
no worries,
tell
you.
Liverpool surely have got to creep in. I think there'll be a certainty for like third or fourth, and it'll be a toss-up between Chelsea, Leicester, West Ham for the one.
I think Chelsea and Liverpool are going to get it. Yeah. Just with the quality of players they've got.
Did you see that Alisson shaved his tash after we... Jake listens to the podcast.
That had to go.
He's out of the There's a few of them actually. Secret listeners. Lockers, we should call them. Bobby Firmino, because he scored a disallowed goal the other day.
That's
the closest he's got to score for ages.
He was raging when he scored. Did you not see it?
I know. Why was he so angry?
He was pointing to Salah saying it was him.
No, he actually done that VAR. I was upside.
Put his hand up himself. Upside. He's like, I tell you, get your fucking flag up. Right, Harry Kane, Man United. Oh, see, before this. I was watching something during the week. We're talking about Gary Parson. Have you seen the prank phone call on Man United TV with Hayley McQueen?
No.
I think Alistair
involved. Alistair's sitting on the panel with Paul Parker, right? And Hayley McQueen takes a call, and the guy phones in. He says, "I'd just like to congratulate Gary on the size of his bulge." And she's like, "Excuse me?" And he's like, "The size of his bulge, it looks like he's got a massive cock."
No way.
Mate, Google it. Palliser prime phone call. Is it gone? TV. I think it was Steve Bruce.
Was it Palliser that phoned in?
No, it was Bruce that phoned in.
Was it Steve Bruce?
But mate, watch that. It's unbelievable. So not only is he a mad farter, but he's got a massive...
Piece.
Wow. Brilliant, isn't it?
Scores your engine, yeah?
Scores
you
must be famous.
Scores you showered at 5 o'clock when everybody was away.
Mate, remember the guys that were talking about to the end till everyone was ready to get a shower?
Pretend they were doing all the extra wee jobs, being busy, but they weren't really because they just didn't want to shower.
Amazing, man. Right, Harry Kane.
Sammy, sorry, do you think Lingard don't make the England squad?
Nah.
Do you not know?
I don't know.
I think there's too many players at that position that are ahead of him.
But I don't think there's many players, Andrew, like him for an England team that Southgate will set up. Runners. Do you know what I mean? Madison, Grealish.
Do you like Mount?
But he'll be my centre mid, won't he?
Moore would Jack Lingard to play for
Grealish.
I just don't think they're... See if you're...
Half the ball runners.
But is Good Lingard's point. Going to be like that, isn't he?
Or Jake Southgate's going to go defensive?
I think Southgate liked Lingard before. He dropped out the man who was in all the squads. So now that he's back playing, why would he not be in the squads? I know there's always the other players come in and they've shown their worth, but I think he's got a soft spot for Lingard. Yeah. Grealish, Foden.
Mount starts.
A lot of players at that position, eh?
Mount will start.
Mount's brilliant, isn't he?
England going to be one of the favourites to win it? They should be with their squad. Yeah. Aye.
See, the fact that he's not going to put Trent in that tells you that he's going to go defensive, Paulson. Yeah. So you might have a good point in that.
That's what I'm thinking, Simon.
Lingard, who can do the defensive side, might play. Ahead of Grealish, which is, for me, no on.
Who?
Lingard ahead of Grealish.
Nah. What, you think he should?
No, I think Southgate might, but I don't think he should.
No, right, no, I'm with you. Grealish for me.
Grealish
but you like Jay Lings? Mm-hmm. Supposedly having Southgate like come up with dance routines and that, didn't they?
Southgate's a bit embarrassed, ain't it, Vanny?
I was surprised when when Neville Carragher picked their England squad?
Yeah.
Surprised both of them left out Jadon Sancho.
Did they?
Both of them left him out.
But he's not been playing well.
Carragher was taking James Ward-Prowse.
No, he wasn't.
I was.
Nah.
And Neville was taking Greenwood, Mason Greenwood.
Friend of the show.
I'm taking Sancho over both of them.
Greenwood, I love Greenwood. Oh, I love Greenwood.
I like Greenwood. Here's a big one. I like Greenwood better than Rashford.
Carragher had Bellingham.
Did he have Bellingham? Nah,
Carragher had Bellingham.
Mate, how good was Bellingham against Man City? 17-year-old, mate.
Now you see why they retired that Birmingham number 22 shot.
What was that about? Remember? One season he played, retired the shot.
Mate, 17, man. I was hitting volleys into Danny McGrain and Bellingham's bossing.
What were you doing at 17, Paul? You must
realise where Bellingham is right now.
I know it is, he does, but he can be quickly turned to him. Do you know what I mean? He needs to stay on the right. And they don't do that. I know that he just...
Well, have a drink?
Lots of room. No, listen, he's in a good place in this, Simon, actually.
What could... Imagine he got moved to Celtic.
I wonder what age it was.
If he got a move to Celtic. What age were you when you moved to Celtic?
18.
See, if he, at 18, he gets a move to Celtic, drink, he could go.
I went for Europa League, scoring at 16.
It's better than
the Celtic in the toilet hiding for Stevie Frail. That is incredible, isn't it? Wow, what a mind.
Amazing. Right, Harry Kane. It's been revealed that he might hand in a transfer request if Spurs don't make the top four. That will fuck Spurs proper, won't it?
Aye.
Spurs should just fold as a club if Harry Kane
shouldn't. It
should go part-time.
He's got to leave, Andy, you're right.
He's got to go. But where does he go? What suits? Man United, do you reckon?
If Cavani goes in the summer, what better replacement than Harry Kane?
Aye. I respect the fact that he stayed at Tottenham for a while to try and... Listen, he took them to a Champions League final and they were obviously in the title race when Leicester won it that season, but you can't be as good as him. You look back at Shearer. Shearer must regret. Never mind all the goals he scored. He must regret.
Must.
Oh,
aye, yeah. I know.
So all the boring bastards that stay at their own club, like Letizia done it at Southampton as well.
Don't get married yet.
Strange.
I know.
You'd be off, wouldn't you? You'd be trying to...
Imagine Shearer that went to like... Man United back in the day when they were flying. How good? I know they had good strikers anyway, but
he was better than them all.
Man, he was better than them all.
But that's what Man U need, didn't he?
Aye.
So we're talking about Man U over the last 3-4
years. He would make Man United better.
Imagine Harry Kane, Man U.
Wow.
He would raise their game tenfold.
Bruno Fernandes behind
Harry Kane, just slipping him. Just slipping into him.
Harry Maguire just dribbling into midfield, no passing to him.
Just keep turning around.
If Spurs do lose him, should they go 2 nights a week? Train Tuesday, Thursday nights, and then just go on a Saturday.
Part-time.
Shouldn't they? If Jose Mourinho was to go part-time manager and you had to get a job, what do you think he'd be? I could see him like a dog walker or something.
Aye.
That's a good shout.
What else could
probably a chef, because he feeds his wins.
He feeds his
wins? I'll probably win it.
What about that? So what was it that Solskjaer said that Son... We shouldn't be conned. If my son stayed down for 3 minutes and needed 10 minutes to help him up, he wouldn't get any food. And Mourinho said, Son is very lucky that his father is a better person than Ollie, because as a father, you always have to feed your kids. If you have to steal to feed your kids, you steal.
Mourinho's gone, mate. He's gone.
He's taking acid in his hotel room.
Aye, he's gone, man. He's gone.
He's away, isn't he?
But he's been away for a while. I think he just keeps coming back and then he shows his glimpses of the old Mourinho and then he goes back into that mad... I can't be fucked with this anymore.
That's style of football, mate. Oh, man.
Have you seen their stats, though, right? See the first half? They always do all right. And it's as soon as they score, they just retreat to the edge of their box.
Why does he not just go keep for trying, the jugular and take 2 or 3 off the team they're playing against? It's like it's as if they're saying, come and just get an equaliser or come and beat us. I don't understand what. What was he? Was he that good at the beginning? Obviously, he was, but even at the beginning, what's changed?
Even the beginning, though, what you were saying, he was the king of 1-0s in a lot of my games. Yeah. So like that's a sort of Mourinho style, innit? Go 1-0 up and try and hold on to the league and hit teams to counter attack. But I just don't think they've got the players to do it. I don't think they've got. I know their best players are all the forwards.
Yeah.
I totally agree, Matt. Like, why doesn't he just go in Ndombele, middle of the pitch, Bale, Mora, Son, Ali, and Kane? Mate, what a front 5-6 that is.
Aye, who's defending?
Why do you want to defend?
You're going to win.
Who is actually defending that?
It's like fucking
six.
Eric Dier back there on his own, aren't
it? When you've got big Eric playing at the back. There's an actual thing coming to your week about Eric Dier. His favourite thing, pastime to do, is play with Lego.
Mate, I was going to say, I bet you it's like, do you know what?
It's Lego.
My brother-in-law colours in, Knights and Dragons or something?
Aye.
Like, he paints figures, mate. I can imagine Eric Dier doing
that. Eric Dyer's into Lego. He loves the fact that he's got a Land Rover Defender, and he's been able to build a Land Rover Defender out of Lego. That was on the news this week.
Nah, that's not on, is it?
It's true.
That's why Southgate's calling him up.
He's playing with fucking Lego football boots. You seen him?
Man, you've sealed second spot again. If they did get Kane, right, could they win the league next year? I think they still need a centre half. Lindelof's not for me. Lindelof gets flung about like a fucking.
They're talking about going all out for Varane.
What about a centre half for them? Who are we signing?
Well, they're after Varane. Ferreira, is it Real Madrid?
Real Madrid.
Varane.
I don't think he goes to Man United, do you?
Just not like the. This not like.
Needs to be somebody with some serious pace. Yeah. Serious pace.
Yeah.
See, have you seen the boy for Leipzig, that up in Meccano, that Bayern Munich won?
Bayern's won it, hasn't he?
Aye. But they have been linked with him for a couple of years, man.
Big boy in the city, Napoli.
Oh, Koulibaly.
Koulibaly. I know, he's been linked to leaving them for years and never does.
He's like 30-31 now, you know.
Is he?
But to be honest, Si, I think they need a couple. I don't think it's just a striker and a centre-half. I still think they need a winger. See Rashford for me, right? Rashford's top notch.
Sick him.
But he's getting to the age now when you need more of him. You need more consistency of him, because he's got the ability to do what Sterling's doing and start scoring 20 goals a season. Mate, Rashford has 4 or 5 chances a game before he can score.
Yeah. Spot.
I think, man, you could take, like, if they got Kane, got a decent centre half. I know he's obviously aging and sometimes he can be arsed, but what about Bale? Would Bale not fit in there? No.
Nah.
You're talking about a winger. I know he's not prime Bale, but recently when he's played with Tottenham, you've seen the old Bale and you think, he could do a job, surely.
Yeah.
I still think they need more, though, if they're going to win the league.
But you're ready for this, modern day coaching, Man United play with inverted wingers, Paul.
Inverted?
But see,
do you know what that means?
Aye, aye.
But
guys, it's right and left footed coming in the pitch. But see, this is what I'm saying. This happened years ago, and I can't believe it.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think what was the team? 19-something. One of the best football teams in history.
What, 1999? Man United?
No, it was at Holland or something. What was it? It was a Dutch team.
Ajax?
Aye, under Cruyff, wasn't it?
Right. Just you and Holland, you talk about?
No, that was like a brilliant team I know that night. But that's what I'm saying. Back then, how were they so good? Do you know what I mean? That style of football, total football, Simon, it got classed. So why this almost try to say no, football's changed? It's no. It's just people use different
words. How did they have inverted wingers? Holland?
Don't think so. No, but wait, inverted wingers.
I like inverted wingers. See, if I had a joke, I'd play a right footer on the left.
If you've got attacking fullbacks, aye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aye, it has to be that way, but if you've no, then it can be very.
I think that's what every team does now. But I can't think of a team that has a left footer on the left wing and a right foot on the right wing.
The best inverted winger of all time, ready?
Arjen Robben.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
How good was he? Mate, he just kept cutting on his left foot.
You knew he was going to be and you couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing with the playing right footers and right wings doesn't happen anymore because they kind of get by defenders.
For me, it's because crossings went out the game.
Aye.
Wingers, I generally cannot think of one winger that was like a Ryan Giggs when they take on a fullback and cross it.
Is Sancho we got it?
Nah, he's similar to like Sterling and Rashford when it comes inside, 1-2s plays.
It's like the 1-2s and the third man running to try and get the decoy, but nah.
But aye, just before we move on off that Man U thing, right? See, we're talking about VAR and what it's doing to the game.
Yeah.
How can that McTominay
Phil
touch to somebody's face get brought back and disallow that goal?
Thought it was a foul.
You thought it was a foul?
Thought it was pure for McTominay.
I see what you did. Mate, how is that a foul?
No, it's never a foul. I know, it's fucking mad, isn't it?
And then see the game before, Tarkowski put somebody in the face and it's no penalty.
I know.
But then McTominay literally brushes somebody's nose trying to brush by him and it gets brought back.
The thing is with the VAR works, but it's the goons that are running it and they're...
The goods.
Yes, that's what they are. Because they're obviously no seeing the things. They need football and people in there.
They need Keown.
Aye.
No, get Keown in there.
Tap if he's in there. Oh, Dunderheat, man.
Dunderheat.
Martin Keown, man.
VAR's got to be... They've got to do something with it.
What, get rid of it?
It's the camera.
I think so.
Maybe the offside. What was the offside that was like a fucking...
It was your
thingy away if you'd been offside.
I just popped it a wee bit.
Scholesy.
Scholesy,
aye. That's how they're measuring the offside, isn't it? It was Scholesy's.
Aye, he comes down,
didn't
he? Imagine some of the boys. He struggled. He struggled. He can get it.
Imagine some of the boys with the big cubes, man. They'd be caught offside all the time.
Aye, boy Podence, it was for Wolves, wasn't it? His arm was offside.
That was Wolves, that was.
The thing is,
I think it's better run with ex-footballers than referees.
I think so.
Because, like, footballers have an understanding of the game, so like sort of the McTominay thing, you know? He's took that ball away and basically put his hand up because he's trying to keep Son at bay. I know he's done just flicking. He didn't deliberately. I mean, it's just a natural reaction when you're taking the ball away from somebody. You get your arms up. Gaza was the best at it.
Yeah.
Get past somebody, put your arm up just to protect yourself, protect the body. Referees don't understand that. They think, oh, that's dangerous play. It's not dangerous play.
But does Son kill it as well? Like Son throwing a bit.
But surely, a VAR official or a referee looks back at that and think, nah, I mean, look at his reaction. Like, there's no deliberate contact there. There's no ferocious contact there. It's literally just a brush to the nose.
That happens in the game.
So, I don't blame Sean, because see, at the end of the day, these Muppets keep bringing it back and getting stuff like that. A film, getting penalties for reactions like that. It's like, see if Sean stays on his feet and tries to get back. They don't bring it back. They don't gear film. So that's why when people talk about diving, diving's my most hated thing in football. I despise it. But there's no wonder that people dive. Because referees and officials get conflict every week.
Who was Mike Dean doing this weekend?
I wasn't doing that.
Dino was doing a game, actually.
He was on the telly,
seen him going about swagging about the pitch.
He was swagging, wasn't he?
I was swagging about, threatening.
I'm sure he had a stony on, Steve.
Imagine that, mate. Mike Dean got a stony on the side of his... A Stone Island bag.
He just gets stony stitching when the referee
can. That
would be class.
Takes it off his jackets.
What is it, the CP company with the goggles on your hood?
I heard about that one.
With the goggles on. Amazing. I want to say to you, you said about Sam Allardyce. How's he getting these results?
Absolutely.
Can he keep them up? Nah. Wait,
too late. Too late. But they should have got him in early doors.
I can't believe we've never given any mention to Sammy Lee. Takes me Sammy Lee everywhere, doesn't he?
Aye.
Do you think he just takes him because he's the perfect type for farting in his face?
Farting his face, aye. Doesn't need to bend.
I heard Sammy
Lee. Doesn't need to be eating. Just stones you like, Sammy,
come here.
Yeah, you come to attack.
What, you want to change something, Sam? No, just...
Yeah. You want to pass it through the back?
That's why Big Sam's team's evolving.
That's super.
That's why
Big... Sammy choking on the side of the pitch, man.
That's why Big Sam's teams have always been big players. Because it's for Sammy Lee's preference.
Imagine that, he just goes round.
He just goes round and they all just fall.
Sam makes him, but Sam makes all the players, right? Sammy, go and test him.
What size is he, Sam? Big Sam? Oh, he's 6'5", perfect, get him in.
That's why his cheeks are so red, isn't it, Sammy Lee?
Oh, he must be sick every time he tells him, isn't he? But, do you remember he was almost number one at Liverpool?
For Sammy Lee?
Somebody gets sacked and him and somebody else
took over for a bit. It was still Thompson, was it? Thompson,
tell him we're walking about, mate, just lost. Don't know if he's lost, he says, that's one again. Nah, that'll be
shame. Right, Leeds beat City. Where do they rank? They're your favourite team, Andy?
My favourite team to watch this season,
and why? Give us a reason why.
I've just never seen a team play that style week in, week out. Doesn't matter who they're playing. Just every game's got goals in it. Bielsa. Mate, their shape's wild. Mm. Is he out of possession?
Like, it's a man for man out of possession.
That's what I was going to say. We spoke about it before. See, every time Derek McInnes' teams play the Old Firm and they go man for man, I always think,
what are
you doing? Suicide, man. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy because there's too much off the ball movement. You just drive people out of position. But Leeds is...
You need to be coached, Danny, didn't
it? Bielsa's watched Dale.
Copied Dale, huh?
100%, aye. It has to have. Because Derek McInnes was the only manager on world football, didn't it?
Yeah.
And now Bielsa's
copied it.
Took into the Premier League and made it successful, so...
Wow.
Wow. But they are literally man for man all over the pitch.
Do you know what I love about Bielsa?
Some effort, man.
Do you know what I love about Bielsa, mate? He's made guys that I've played against that I thought would be working at McDonald's the next year in a Premier League plus. Right. He's made the players like Luke Ayling, who was at
Yeovil.
Great guy, mate. But see, if you told me he'd be a Premier League captain playing like that, Bielsa has worked one. Stuart Dallas, mate. He was at Brentford for years, wasn't he?
I don't know playing either.
Mate, I think he scored some like 8 goals this year.
We're raving about him as well.
Even the boy Bamford, he didn't really.
No, I never really done it in the Premier League.
At Middlesbrough.
Did you?
Aye.
He is the poshest guy in the world, didn't he?
Aye, aye. Yes, yes. Get 6 degrees in uni and went straight into football at 16. But, mate, there's a few. Do you know who I really, really like that I've not really seen many people talk about him? The centre-half, Llorente, Diego Llorente. He is very good. And Calvin Phillips, obviously, is getting England caps and he's got a good chance of starting in England's team. He's very good as well. Yeah. He's always passing forward, man. Always
passed,
receiving it on the half.
He had a great pass
forward
against Man City, didn't he? Then he scored for... Rafinha's a good player as well.
Brilliant
player.
Delivery's amazing.
What about Bielsa? They beat Man City and he said they shouldn't have beat them. Man City with a better team and all that. He's quite humble, eh?
Yeah.
I still don't know why he's always crouching down watching games. Like, why is he always watching games while crouched down?
He's farting as well, isn't he?
He's farting. Listen, like me Pipsaf all game.
That's a wee bill that's in it.
Wee bill that's pet. That's how picking people. What the fuck's coming in his ass?
Are we going to go through this for thing? Is it? Bruce,
we're talking about farting.
Brucey won it the weekend, didn't he?
I did.
Who is he playing against?
3-1?
2-1, I think.
No,
they beat Burnley.
They beat Burnley.
Imagine the smell on the side of the pitch.
At the end in the room, the manager's office. Imagine popping his head in that for 5 seconds.
What, instead of sharing a bottle of wine, they shared one of the jars. That's my jar.
Big dicey.
Exchange jars.
Exchange jars.
Who do you think? So if Pallister gave, say Steve Bruce gave Sean Dyche the Pallister jar for a buzz, who do you think Sean Dyche gave to Bruce, to Buzz, who in Burnley?
Who'd be his?
Ben me in it. Ben me.
Ashley Barnes, I think.
Ashley Barnes could go, couldn't he? His ass could. His ass has got far too much to say for itself. But Leeds pop it. Remember Leeds used to be up here. Was it no Dirty Leeds used to get called?
Dirty Leeds.
David Batty. Remember him?
Remember that team? Boyer. They go to Champions
League. Boyer.
They go to semi final, Champions League.
So they did.
They did.
Who did they get beat? Galatasaray beat them in the semis, didn't it?
Had some team.
Mate, that was a team.
I remember the boy.
Olivier Decourt.
Radebeek.
Gary Kelly. Ian Hart.
Wilcox.
Jason Wilcox. Jason
Wilcox.
Aye, Wilcox, aye.
Who's a goalie? Martin. Davey Martin.
No, mate, not Nigel Martin. Davey Martin.
He's got to be some fuck. Dale. Davey Martin there and goal.
Nigel Martin and goals, that was right.
Is he bringing the glory days back, Bielsa?
I think he is.
Because if they stay in another season in the league, they get more money, Simon. No, I mean,
does he spend money well, Bielsa? Does anyone know?
Well, Rafinha was only about 14 million.
Bargain.
Do you think if he signs bigger players, bigger egos, they would play to that system? But
I don't think he'll sign big players. I think he'll get like guys that are going to he can develop and make them better. The boy Klitsch is good in the middle of the pitch as well.
The first thing he done when he got the Leeds job, didn't he? Done like sort of community service work around about.
I had them picking up garbage, you know what I mean?
I did that.
Manager,
like that?
Manager told me that when he did it.
How come?
Would you do that?
Pick it up, Bielsa? I probably would, mate.
You just got to do what your gaffer tells you sometimes.
What was that?
Did you ever hear managers ask you to do weird stuff? I know the Jets asked you to do a few weird stuff, but other than that.
I don't know.
What was the one with Peter Reedy said to you in the motor?
Mad Mick. Hi, fuck. I'm not telling that story.
What kind of cycling shorts are they? Pony?
Is it me polka dots or not? No.
Mad Mick used to get us to do like pre-season like
army camps,
team bonding things, climbing up fucking trees. Mad Mick took us down to the beach one day for an ice bath. And he says, you've got to get in the sea for 3 minutes. It was like in the winter time. Fuck knows, it was minus 10. So we jogged out the beach, jumped out the sea, right?
And for 3 minutes? Same as Brucey with the jars?
I had to go up to your neck, right? That was part of the deal. And fucking one of the boys got stung with a jellyfish.
Oh, mate, I've been stung with a jellyfish.
Stung with a jellyfish. He went into fucking shock.
You need to piss on
him, didn't you? I had to carry him back to chain gang, and then he says, you need to piss on him. I was like, shut up, doc. He says, no, seriously, there's things in the urine. But Liam Lawrence, you can't piss on him.
Why?
He'd obviously been into the dock last week for that.
Oh, oh.
It was just a bit of a joke.
Stung by a jellyfish, had that?
No, I've not. Just as well, man.
Brutal.
Portuguese.
Did Big
man
Mick go in the water?
Aye, Big Mick was in. The only thing, his big...
He does the backstroke, he looks like a shark.
His big nose was his big snorkel.
He actually need to piss on him to get rid of it.
Aye.
Is that true, aye?
Something to do with you, Ryan, aye.
Jake, you'll be trying to get stung with jellyfish.
Can't wait to get stung there. What are you doing here, beachy day?
Who were your dad?
My dad.
Did you play against the Leeds teams?
I didn't play against that Leeds team, but see all the guys that were in that, they were in the youth team, in my youth team days, so like some McPhail, Keogh.
McPhail was a lovely football player.
I glided through.
Yeah.
There was McPhail, Keogh,
Boyer.
Hart. Boyer. I think Boyer signed. Did he was signed from somebody to Leeds?
Not sure.
But they had a good youth team, but no, because Michael Bridges, who obviously I've caned on here a few times, he went from Sunderland to Leeds and he was their main striker. I think he scored like 20 odd goals in the Premier last season for Leeds. He was brilliant for them, but they were, and then obviously when they signed Big Rio, the fucking Rolls Royce, that just kind of...
I loved Harry Keogh, did you?
Harry Keogh.
Brilliant. Oh, yeah. Mate, he went to Liverpool and was shite, thought it was devastating.
Is he not a manager in England, or was
he was probably Notts County manager, wasn't he?
Is he older now? He was the older manager.
Remember Scholes, he was the older manager for about a week.
So he wasn't, then he got
too small, wasn't
it? Giza Harry Keogh, Australian accent, you got it?
At the end of the show.
Say something that he would say. Peter Reid was the lead manager for a bit, wasn't he?
Was he? I did, I took it for Peter Reid.
Who was the lead manager in the heyday?
David O'Leary.
He's a good manager.
Big Ryan O'Leary's uncle.
Is it?
Aye.
Or so it is.
David Leary's brother, Pierce.
Right, Norwich are... Look, Norwich, what are they going to be up? Norwich, that Norwich are the best championship team of all time, eh? But they may as well just take a year off and then go back to the championship. Because they just get relegated again, haven't they?
They were good to watch though in the Prem.
Yeah.
I remember, I don't know if you
remember. Game.
The opening game against Liverpool, Anfield, how good were they?
Got beat 4-0.
Good first like, half an hour. No, 4-1 it was.
Was it?
4-1.
But they popped him, eh?
Absolutely popped it.
Ridiculous bit, wasn't it? After a stage.
Try to play it against the best pressing team. It was like, did you see Cove Rangers try to play it against Rangers last week?
Ridiculous, come on.
That's like going to a gunfight with a water pistol.
Water pistol.
But do you not think that there's a chance that they've because that the boy Farkey was only in for a year, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Do you not think there's a chance that
they're
better? They've absolutely battered the championship, beating teams 5-6-7-0, and then
Well, they're 7 or 8 points clear with 5 games to go or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And Watford, Swansea's crumbled, didn't they?
Yeah, Swansea have crumbled. But Farkey, he looks like the type of manager that sits and watches Babe Station in his office all day, and it's just constantly on in his office. He looks like a naughty chance, boy, doesn't he?
Babe Station.
He does. So much greasy.
Greasy.
Just pure sweating all the time, man.
Kenny McClintock, another promotion, man. Kenny's going to end up with a house the same size as Moise, isn't he?
He will soon. The mayor of what was it? Norwich?
Mayor of Norwich.
Superb.
I think he's played in a favourite game this year as well.
Player of the year. There you go.
What, in the Championship?
Premier League.
What's your who is your Premier League player?
Oh, mine's would be De Bruyne.
Gundogan? Nah, I don't think so. De Bruyne.
Who else?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I've had tapped my head. I kind of think anyone that's proper stood out this year.
No.
So been like sort of spells, like you're saying, like your Iheanacho and your Lingard.
Iheanacho, that's it.
Nah, he's only turned up the last couple of weeks. Iheanacho.
Yeah, it's
got to be De Bruyne, won't it?
I think so.
Fernandes has been better than De Bruyne this
season. So has Gundogan.
Aye.
Gundogan.
I'd put Gundogan in there. You think Fernandes has been better than De Bruyne?
This season.
Do you?
Aye.
Do you think it's a year for like a centre half? Do you think that Ruben Diaz or something for Man City?
He'd be outstanding.
So here, that was well, you've made a great point to me during the week, right? So for the, we're all saying Pep is a genius. Has he bought the league?
Aye, well he's done that every club he was at. I think they know, apart from Barca.
And he had the best players.
We had the best players. And they went to buy us.
There's no taking it away from Pep. We all know he's a genius, right? But when you go to a new club, Andrew, and you sign a goalkeeper for 30, 40 million.
Bravo.
Right, and it doesn't work out. And then you go and sign a one for 50 million. Come on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think when Pep phones up the owners and says, I need this and this, to win the Champions League, he's not going to get it.
I did think it was funny that he said they couldn't afford Haaland. Like, that was a good laugh, wasn't it?
Nah, he spent the most out of any manager in the world, didn't he, Pip?
Is it something like a billion? Is it something like somebody, is it, I don't know, it's over, I think it's like over £1 billion worth of squad players.
But his style of play, you need to spend big.
Big, yeah, because you need style. A certain type of player to do it.
Mate, my head's still rattled about the English Premier League by the year. I can't even tell you nominees.
By the way,
Kane.
No. Kane. Harry Kane. Player of the year. Can I play the year 15, but I'll finish 6 or 7 too. Can you?
Tell you what, I was talking about spells. Bamford would have been up there after 10-15 games. Calvert-Lewin.
Calvert-Lewin.
I can't think of somebody that's had an unbelievable year this year.
Nah.
What about Everton's centre midfield too in that game against Brighton? See it? Tom Davis and Mason Holgate. Oh,
I didn't see it.
That was the midfield too.
That's a resi.
What? Mason Holgate and Tom Davis was
the two holders. That's disgusting, that.
What was up with Allen and Takuri?
I think they were injured. Should never happen to a team like Everton.
They were not, no.
But Brighton, Brighton are one of the best teams to watch. But
aye, I know.
Firmino should sign for Brighton, mate. He would absolutely love it.
He'd be the best player.
Their manager doesn't let them score goals. Just wants to win the possession.
The amount of games I've watched Brighton play this year and they've been unbelievable and no won the game.
Did you see Lallana? Played centre mid, mate. He ran
the show. He could be player of the
year. What a player. Oh,
he could be player. The other midfielder is Dierk. What a player he is as well.
Who? And you mean
centre midfielder? Very good.
Deacon Moore,
or something.
The one he scored a few goals for long range.
Yeah.
Aye, he is good.
Cavani's by far best in the league.
Bissouma, that's it.
Cavani's aye, best striker in the league.
Better than Harry Kane.
Because he's all getting older, you'd need to obviously fancy Kane, but I would take Cavani.
Here's your player of the year next year, right? Called out on his bit for Hibs this year. English Premier League player of the year next year, Kai Havertz.
Wow.
Think so?
Yes.
Do you know what that's after? This is after one performance against Palace.
He is a Rolls Royce of a football player though. When he's on it.
I mean,
he's got every athleticism, can run, tackle.
I would definitely go against you though that he'll get put of the year next year.
That's a bad shout, isn't it?
Just like Chelsea would have won the league. He keeps talking about Kevin Nisbet one, but he's no mention that Chelsea would have won the league.
Chelsea could win it next year.
Oh, fuck, he's at it again, man.
Who's Harlan going to? Who what one of the big lots he's going to?
Chelsea.
Going to Chelsea.
I do hope he goes to the Prem.
Aye. Same Bayern Munich, it's the favourites to get him, but nice to see.
I hope he goes to the Prem, but I hope that La Liga football is back on Sky Sports next year.
That's ruined. That Spanish football has been ruined since it's went off.
Do you prefer the netball on Sky Sports to the Spanish
football?
Aye, fucking hell. Tracy Neville, Gary's sister.
Tracy Neville, too, aye. She's running the game, actually.
She is running the game, though, isn't she?
See, I thought just before we end here, see commentators, there's never been any two that's been better than Kezia and Gray. Ain't there, no?
Aye.
Commentators,
but as in a commentator.
Keezy wasn't a commentator.
Gray was brilliant as a commentator.
Gray and Tyler?
Aye, weren't they?
Yeah.
Don't think you've got a better two than them.
What was it you used to say, take a bow?
Take a bow, son.
Son.
Carragher Neville for me, man. I love watching them on the telly, though.
But in terms of commentary, I think Andy Gray's a better commentator than.
Yeah.
When Carragher and Neville did the I think they're good in the studio.
Don't just say it because you've interviewed them, right? But who do you think's better on the telly at Carragher and Neville? Like, who would you say talks more sense?
Neville.
All day. Mm-hmm. I think every time they debate, 9 times out of 10, Neville comes out on top.
Even the other one the other day about the England squad, Neville's saying what Southgate would do. And Carragher's like, why are you not picking him or whatever?
But Carragher just tries to like sort of insult, didn't he, just to get a debate in that going. But Neville, he's good, to be fair.
Yeah.
Done really well, don't
he? I think he actually would be a good manager, Neville.
Aye, that's what I mean.
I think you should go back in it.
I do actually. I think the villains are
job. No chance. He's getting the best job in the world, mate.
Yeah. Carragher did say that when we interviewed. He said, "Why would you want to do your manager when I've got the best job in the world?"
Aye, what a job that is, man. Watching football all week and just studying it, analysing it, talking about it.
Aye, but then Rob Green comes on, but then he.
Rob Green comes on with his suit and his trainers.
His trainers and that, just talking rubbish.
Who else?
Clint Morrison.
Oh my! Yeah. He doesn't know if it's what is it? Pancake Tuesday or Sheffield Wednesday?
Yeah, I played with Clinton.
Did you?
Fucking aye, Coventry, endless then, endless now, endless forever.
I'm not being funny though, like the actual soccer Saturday panel now compared to what it was, man, it's went down.
That was so dour.
That's what I mean. They got rid of the four that they had to try and freshen it up, and now it's just.
I think we should do a soccer Saturday pilot. The four of us sit at the desk and commentate the Scottish games.
How they play?
Aye, but they'll be tired soon. Seen the way they've been playing lately, didn't they?
We need Charlie Nicholls back on with the glasses.
Aye,
the
banner with Jeff and his glasses.
That's what made him back, wasn't it? That banner.
Some of his shouts were
terrible.
Dog shit. What was it? You don't wear your glasses.
Don't even wear your glasses, Jeff. Something.
Aye, what were the one with the you don't get your wallet out, Jeff? I good one, Charlie.
Wait, where are you, seriously, where are you cycling it?
I've cycled back to come along, mate. come tight with the leaf.
You smell me? I'm sweating.
That's us.
That's us.
I went trips.
Jeez, oh.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.